Welcome, everybody, to another fantastic episode of QCast, the show where we bring you all the necessary information for the community that you need to know. I'm Joe Marquez, Director of Academic Innovation for Q, and I'm here with Jason. Jason, please introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Jason Salaskar, Director of Affiliate Engagement and Exhibitor Relations here at Q.
And we are here to engage, right, Jason? Again, one of the purposes of this show is not only to talk about what's happening in conference worlds and things like that, but also at the affiliate level or at the member level. So Jason would love to hear your stories and things to share about you on this cast, the different events that you are putting on in your areas. Please just reach out to us. We want to share your knowledge. Anything to add on to that, Jason?
I'm going to say yes, some things. So, but yeah, we'd love to hear, affiliates, having their events. Let us know when you're having those events. We can market those out. Anything that's going on with members in the local area, we'd love to hear about. That way we can help support you in that endeavor.
Excellent. And so that's what we're here for. We are here to serve and to serve you and to serve up information. So let's go ahead and get started. So we are basically, depending on when you are listening to this podcast, we are basically 1 week away from Fall Q. Now, Fall Q is now 100% completely virtual. Over 200 sessions provided by boots on the ground educators in the classroom, making it happen right now today. So you can go in and join in on the fun by going to q.org/fall. and sign up. It will be happening on October 23rd through October 24th. And all of the sessions will be recorded and available to be viewed after the event is over. I believe it's all the way up until December 31st. Is that correct, Jason?
That is correct, December 31st. So if you're looking to get together with some family members or some Q members or anyone around the holidays, you can watch those videos all the way up to New Year's Eve. So what about a watch party for New Year's Eve with all the amazing videos and learning that you can do with all these recordings?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be until 12 a.m. Pacific time. So you can watch it all the way up to when the ball drops and then your signal drops as well. And then no more Fall Q videos. But Spring Q will be right around the corner at that point. And also, during Fall Q, we have a little show that we like to call Q Live, and we love to interview our attendees. Now, normally when we are face-to-face, we pull people from the hallway, ask them if they want to be on camera, but since we're virtual, consider this the hallways, and we're pulling you now. Reach out to us. Reach out to me on Twitter. Reach out to Jason on Twitter. Email us. We'll give you our emails and say, hey, I would love to be a part of Q Live to share my story, to share my passion of Q, to share my passion of teaching and learning. And then we'll get you on that Q Live program that will be happening all the way throughout the week leading up to Fall Q, as well as the 23rd and 24th during Fall Q. So a great way to get involved. Can you, Jason, tell us again who the keynotes are for this amazing event?
We have two great keynotes. We have JR, and I always can't pronounce his name. Help me out, Joe. JR.
Kinnick-Berinian.
Yes, thank you. And JR is a great guy. He's been a friend of Q for a long time. I spoke to him the other day. He's all psyched up, ready to go for the keynote. Then we have Dr. Rochelle Rogers-Ard, who's going to, I think she's our first keynote. And then JR is going to close us out on the conference. So we have two great speakers. Please come and register and hear those two great speakers, plus all the sessions that we just talked about as well. So,
yeah, you can definitely go to that q.org/fall page and then click on sessions, and you can see every session from every presenter that we are going to be having there. And we're adding more every day, right? We keep adding more from our affiliates and from our partners. So a lot of cool things. One of them that is just being added is our Meet the Podcasters and Meet the Authors. These are podcasters that you listen to on your daily walks or your daily commute. And these are the authors that you read daily. So I want to just give you a few names of books that we are going to meet the authors of. So we have Power Up Your Classroom, Reimagining Learning Through Gameplay. We have The Complete EdTech Coach, An Organic Approach to Supporting Teaching and Learning. Transform Techie Notes to Make Learning Stick. The Edge Protocols Field Guide Math Edition. Because of a Teacher, that is the new book by George Kiros. So they're going to be there talking about Because of a Teacher and that book. That's going to be fun. Evolving Education is another book. Teaching Land by Amanda Fox and Mary Ellen Weeks. I got a sneak peek of this book, and that is going to be a fascinating book to read. So definitely take a look. That's a teacher survival guide to the classroom apocalypse. Great title. And then another great one from Barbara Bray, Define Your Why, Your Own Story for Living and Learning on Purpose. So great group of authors that we're going to be meeting there, and a lot of great podcasters along the way also. So definitely start looking at the socials at those promotions. And again, go to q.org/fall, click on sessions, and you'll be able to see all the authors and podcasters that we're going to be having for the event as well. All right. Did I miss anything? Are we missing anything about Fall Q? Because it's our last push. We have 1 week left. Come and sign up.
We just helped ask and encourage everyone to share on the socials about Fall Q. All those who are already registered, go ahead and continue sharing that you're coming to the virtual conference. Speakers, go ahead and share out all the different sessions that you're putting on, titles, and just kind of market yourselves out there and kind of share what you're going to be sharing at virtual Fall Q. And affiliates are out there already sharing. So just keep it going. Keep the sharing going. One last push to get everyone at Fall Q next weekend.
And speaking of affiliates, we love to share affiliate events out to our community. And we do have one affiliate event coming up here. Jason, do you want to talk about that event?
Yeah, it's my home affiliate, San Gabriel Valley Q. So they have an upcoming event November 6th, 2021. And you can see that at sgvq.org/coffeebreak. These are 3-hour focusing on one topic workshops. So it's on a Saturday morning. And so this one is talking about digital citizenship with Common Sense Media. And so if you really want to know about resources about digital citizenship, go ahead and check it out on November 6th. San Gabriel Valley Q is having a coffee break with Sue Thoughts.
Yeah, and Sue Thoughts is amazing. I love Common Sense as an organization. In fact, when Common Sense first started doing their digital citizenship educator and then also digital citizenship school site or district, I really jumped on that bandwagon and made sure as many schools in my district that I was at were Common Sense certified. We had Digital Citizenship Day on Cyber Monday when we came back from Thanksgiving break. It was an all-day thing. All teachers and students participated. Fantastic. So definitely take a look at that. If you've never utilized Common Sense or have met Sue Thoughts, now that is a great way of doing that.
Absolutely.
So we talked about Fall Q. We talked about affiliate events. Now let's talk about the biggest event of 2022. I mean, like, this is the event that people have been waiting for since 2019. 2019 was the last time this event was held in person. It was planned in person for 2020, but you know, something called COVID decided to take over the world, and that event was pushed to virtual, which the Q team did an amazing job switching from face-to-face to virtual in a matter of weeks. But that is Spring Q. Spring Q will be happening in person, face-to-face, in the great, great, great town of Palm Springs, March 17th to 19th. I'm excited about this, Jason. What about you?
I'm super excited. It, like you said, it's been 2019 since we all been together. I think we're all really wanting to get back into that community face-to-face hallway conversations. Spring Q is the big event that brings everyone from around California down to Palm Springs. It's a great destination. Being able to down there to kind of see... we're planning on a big party, getting everyone back together to celebrate educators, celebrate teachers, celebrate students, celebrate learning, celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. So we're really looking forward to be a big party and coming together, being apart for so long because of this thing called COVID, as you said, Joe. q.org/spring. Go ahead and check out all the information, multiple pages of lots of information on there, including the register button, March 17th through the 19th, next March, usually around St. Patrick's Day. So that adds a little fun to it as well. So
Yeah, don't forget your green. Definitely don't forget your green. Remember, Palm Springs puts on a really great farmers market on Thursday nights. Just a great event. And we are ensuring your safety at this event as well. So
Absolutely.
please rest assured that we will be following CDC guidelines. We'll be following California health guidelines as well as Department of Health of Palm Springs guidelines as well. And as those guidelines evolve from now till March, please check back to the Q.org/spring website that will talk about all the precautions that we will be taking there, because your health and security are first and foremost at the top of our mind.
And one of the big questions that we have is about hotels as well. So, hotel registrations are tied to the registration confirmation. So, if you're looking for a hotel room that are booked by Q, you can go ahead and register for Spring Q, and you'll get a link to your confirmation email with the list of hotels to book your hotel.
Yeah, and that is, again, just go to q.org/spring to sign up. You can sign up yourself. You can do POs for larger groups of educators in your district. We just want this, again, to be a great celebration of togetherness, a celebration of educators, a celebration of us. So we just want to make sure that we are just putting on a great learning event with the icing on top, which is let's party and get together and celebrate coming together for the first time in 3 years is what it'll turn out to be. And definitely, as Jason was talking about, those hotel registrations, if you call the hotel and just try to book, or you look up, if you go on like bookings.com or kayak, whatever you go on.com, it's going to say sold out. That's because we have all the rooms. We have all the rooms to get you a great rate. It's the lowest rate that we can possibly get you. And so you just, there's a whole bunch of different links that you can go to once you've registered on which hotel you'd like. There's a phone number you can call to get those down. So there's lots of different ways. So please rest assured you will have a hotel space in Palm Springs, because we made sure we blocked those out for you. And so registrations are open, but guess what else is open, Jason? Guess what else is open for Spring Q?
What's open, Joe?
Session submissions,
That's
right?
right.
Session submissions are open right now. And again, it's going to be the same process to submit your sessions as it was for fall for spring. And it's a great way to dip your toe into the presentation process. And it's a great way to share your love and your knowledge of education. We are looking forward to an amazing group of submissions that will be blind read through our Q members and submission readers. And it's going to be phenomenal. So definitely put your best foot forward, start filling those out. We are tonight. Well, this is October 14th. So Thursday, October 14th, we're going to have a submission review for this as well. So if you want to know how to submit, that will be there for you also. And that will be recorded and linked on the Spring website. Are we missing anything about some of the announcements for Spring, Jason? Anything that we're missing at all?
Well, just to kind of piggyback on the submission aspect of it, we do have a speaker mentorship program. So if you're interested in being a mentor or a mentee around speaking, as speaking at our conferences or just speaking in general, we have a mentor program and a mentee program. So if you want to be mentored by a experienced speaker, go ahead and sign up at qlearns.org/mentee. If you are a mentor, if you are a seasoned speaker and you want to mentor someone that really wants to kind of bring their speaker presentation up to the next level, you can go ahead and sign up at qlearns.org/mentor. So we'll pair you up. We'll pair up the mentees with the mentors and get them to kind of talk and really kind of bring some new voices and some new energy to the speaking agendas.
Yeah, and that's a great program. And again, sometimes you just want to have a blind ear, listen to your presentation, maybe look over your slide decks, give you a few tips. And that's what that mentor mentee program's about, is to give you the best scaffolding and support needed to have confidence in your presentation if you're just starting your journey in that fashion. Speaking of presentations, Q does PD all year long. So there's no need to wait until fall Q. There's no need to wait until spring Q. We have QPD that will be brought right to you. And we do virtual and face-to-face. So if your school is looking for some great professional development, just go to q.org/pl. And we have our prospectus there, all some testimonials from the different districts we've worked with. We would love to come to your district and spread the Q love from us to you. And again, that is QPD. And you just go to q.org/PL. If you want to kind of present a little bit, but you're not quite ready to do a full-on 50-minute presentation at a fall or a spring, we also have many presentations that you can be a part of called Super Shares. And Super Shares is a program that we do every Wednesday at 4 o'clock, where members present an idea or a routine, or they share a tool or a different way to use a tool to share that out with our community. So if that is you, if you'd like to share something out, if you've done something, created something, have experienced something, we would love to have you on that show. So just go to qlearns.org/supershares and you can sign up for that also. Lots of ways to be engaged if you're a member of Q. Lots of different ways to be engaged, right, Jason?
Absolutely.
And then we have some awards shout outs. We always love to end these episodes with some shout outs of members doing great things. So, Jason, let's get started. You go ahead and kick us off.
Yeah. So we started off the awards process with some shout outs. And so these shout outs have been given to the affiliates for their award considerations as they can, as they pick their nominations, they'll send those nominations to Q for the overall Q awards. And so right now, if you want to find out what the award program is or what the award process is, if you go, you can go to q.org/award-nominations. Right now, gold disc and bold nominations are open. So if you have someone that is been a longtime Q member doing great things that deserve a gold disc, go ahead and see the requirements on that page. Also, our blended and online learning design innovator teacher of the year is also open as well. So if you want more information about that, you can start submitting that submissions. And also affiliates are sharing out their nomination process. So check out with your local affiliate. I've seen some emails about them taking submissions for their local winners as well for the overall Q awards. But this all started out with the shout outs. And we want to kind of share some of those shout outs as well. So we have from IVQ, Joy Caesar. Joy is a visionary when it comes to the integration of technology into strong pedagogical practices. She had at their school district integrate IABs into their teaching cycles way before the district, any other district in the state. So kudos to Joy on doing that.
All right. And I have Virginia Pineda from IVQ. And this shout out says that Virginia Pineda teaches grades 5 through 6 and her students have unique learning issues, but are never limited to introducing them to a rich buffet of technology platforms. She has written several grants, which have helped her supply her classroom with iPads and other devices. So kudos to you, Virginia, for doing what you need to do to get those devices in the hands of your students. Awesome job.
And we also have Roland, excuse me, Roland Ashell from CapQ. Roland has proven that whether in person or online, relationships establish the foundations for learning. Roland has that special sauce. So students are changed for life by spending a year in his classroom. So kudos for making that impact, Roland.
Awesome. And here we have Heather Hills Fitzgerald from IAQ. And her shout out says, Heather is an elementary assistant principal and entered the AP role as the school transitioned from virtual learning environments in response to COVID. If that's when you're starting that AP job, I mean, that is trial by fire. And she led, modeled, and taught the team of educators at her school with her vast talent and expertise in instructional technology. We keep saying that administrators who know how to use technology can truly help their teachers identify how to use it. And this shout out shows that Heather is on the ball with that. So congratulations, Heather.
Yes. And so we have Lisa Suarez from IAQ, Inland Area Q. Lisa is a dedicated and talented elementary school teacher. When all classes suddenly transitioned to virtual teaching in March of the 2019-20 school year, Lisa moved to the online environment with a can-do spirit. So we need a lot more can-dos around here. So thank you, Lisa. Thank you for doing awesome things in that transition.
All right. And we have another IAQ member here. We're getting a lot of great shout outs from IAQ. This is Vince Butler. So Vince is a chief technology officer, and he has led a multi-year implementation of instructional technology for students and staff. He has worked to create equitable opportunities for all students. Congratulations, Vince. Man, you know, Jason, I just love that all these shout outs were written by individuals who see that passion and spark of their Q members, and they had to fill that form out, right? It's not like these individuals wrote it for themselves. Others saw and gave that shout out. That's why these are phenomenal, because it's your peers, your coworkers who see that spark in you, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. They see it firsthand. They get the experience. They get to see it. So it's a great way to get that description of what they're doing from those people that see it again, getting it done. So thank you for submitting those shout outs. And thank you for letting us know about these amazing educators doing amazing things, because without you submitting them, we wouldn't know what was going on. So we're going to continue celebrating these shout outs. We have a whole lot more to go. So we're going to keep doing that as we keep going, keep doing the QCast. Recognizing all the shout outs that were submitted through the process. So thank you for those who submitted, and thank you for doing awesome work as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you were given a shout out and you want to come on a super share and give a little talk about what you're doing, we would love to have you. All right, Jason, we've come to an end of another episode. I think we've shared quite a bit. Again, Fall Q happening the weekend of October 23rd and 24th. We are still taking virtual registrations. Just go to q.org/fall to register today. And the big party, the big event everybody's been clamoring for, waiting for in 2022, that is Spring Q. Spring Q registrations are open. Hotels are available. Just go to q.org/spring and sign up today. Thank you so much, everybody, for doing everything that you can to keep the learning happening, everything that you've done in the past, present, and future. Just keep doing what you're doing. Carry on and teach on. Have yourself a wonderful, wonderful day.